This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Denver man has been sentenced to 60 years in prison for setting a fire that killed five members of a Senegalese family in 2020. 20-year-old Kevin Bowie planned the fire as revenge for a robbery after he mistakenly tracked his stolen iPhone to the wrong house. He was sentenced today after pleading guilty in May. Vietnam veterans around the state were recognized in a ceremony at Red Rocks Community College by Congresswoman Brittany Pedersen today. Pedersen spoke to a group of 17 veterans and their families before presenting them with lapel pins to acknowledge their service.
And this ceremony, belated as it may be, is designed as a corrective, as an effort to make sure you know how much your service is appreciated and that a recognition that you put everything on the line for our country.
The ceremony is part of a larger program that was established in 2012 to provide Vietnam veterans with long overdue recognition. The program encourages members of Congress to hold ceremonies for Vietnam War vets in their respective states. An appeals court has vacated the prison sentences of two Montrose funeral home directors. Megan Hesch and Shirley Koch pleaded guilty to charges relating to the selling and mailing of body parts. They had been sentenced to 15 years and 20 years, respectively. But today's ruling said a district court did not follow proper sentencing guidelines. The case now heads back for a new sentencing. In Boulder, expect sunny skies tomorrow with a high around 90 degrees for the 4th of July holiday. More of the same. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.